WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
And in the WNRN studios this morning, Chris and Thomas. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're so glad to have you here. You're going to be playing at the Tea Bazaar in downtown Charlottesville tonight. So we're glad to have you here to give our listeners an introduction, and then they can go get some more tonight as they sip some fine tea. And why don't you introduce yourself, Chris and Thomas?
Well, I'm Thomas. And that's Chris, but you can't see us because we're on the radio. But
that's right.
Anyways, I guess it's a long story, but to cut it short, we met in a town in England called Liverpool, which some of you might have heard of before. we went to art school there together for a number of years, became friends, and then it wasn't until we were in California that we started writing songs together and started performing as the duo.
Chris and Thomas.
So not like Simon or Garfunkel or something like that? You went with first names instead of last names?
Yeah, we had all kinds of names to begin with. We had really cool names, really stupid names, and then we just realized we're just Chris and Thomas. We put it out in emails to our small fan base at the time, and it came back. Ultimately, that's who we are.
Yeah, it's the only name we can really remember.
Well, excellent. Well, you've got a disc out called Land of Sea. Is this your debut?
It is. It is. It's our debut.
Yeah, I mean, we had an EP out before that, and that was just a real homespun recording, and then we read the songs with a great producer that we were very fortunate to have. His name is Mark Howard. He worked with...
Oh, I know Mark. He does a lot of Austin.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Yeah.
Right. Eliza Gilkison and other people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he worked with Daniel Lanois for about 10 years, so was like his right-hand guy. So they did, you know, a lot of Dylan things, and did, you name it, Willie Nelson and Tom Waits and U2. I mean, really an incredible... catalog. So when we went to the studio with him, we were just really excited to make this record, and it was done all live, old school way, and he wouldn't let us do more than 3 takes per song.
If we didn't get it in 3 times, so. it wasn't gonna make it on the record.
That's an interesting approach.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty hardcore, but it works.
Well, you got it done too.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well said. Well said.
Yeah.
Well, Chris and Thomas, my guests this morning, playing at the Tea Bazaar tonight in Charlottesville, and we're going to give you a little preview this morning, right here in the WNRN studios. And here, Ian, I'll help you. Oh, you got it. Okay. Well, let's have Chris and Thomas play us some music here on Acoustic Sunrise on WNRN.
This song is called Take These Thoughts.
To be.
WNRN. Chris and Thomas are my guests this morning in the WNRN studios. They are playing at the Tea Bazaar tonight on the downtown mall, and we're glad to have them here in the studios this morning. We're talking about their new album called Land of Sea, as well as what's been going on with them. I have to say, gentlemen, that I guess some of your bio talks about you being from the Southwest. So are you still living in California, or you?
We are, yeah. It's very strange to be in the winter wonderland that we are in today after being in 85-degree weather.
Yeah, I imagine it's quite strange.
But it's very welcome. I'm sick of the...
Well, I actually hail from Germany, so I'm quite familiar with this sort of ordeal, and I actually really love it.
Okay, well, welcome to weather that makes you happy. Being from Southern California, are you one of these many folks that gets discovered by Morning becomes eclectic? Because I did see your little YouTube with them.
Yeah. We were lucky that Nick really loved the record. So,
are you guys missing him out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose we are. it hasn't been long enough, I suppose, to really start missing.
How's the new person?
Jason Bentley, I don't know yet.
Great because he just played our record.
Okay.
Well, he gets it. May have been on Sounds Eclectic. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, I see. Maybe,
my girlfriend told me we were on the radio the other day.
So maybe it's still Nick's.
But it could have been Sounds Eclectic, which is Nick's weekend thing that he still does.
Okay.
So I'm not entirely certain.
We actually don't know him that well, to be honest. So.
The new guy.
But we're looking forward to hopefully meeting him.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's really, I mean, what was it, a decade that Nick was?
It's amazing, yeah. He's there for 10 years.
Right, and just kind of a change recently. I mean, some people may be familiar with this eclectic program, and many people, credit Nick with pointing them towards movie people and record people, and just giving them some spins just to get them other people interested in them on all sorts of different levels. So it's nice that he gave you guys that nod as well.
Really cool. It was
very, very nice. Yeah. We were ecstatic.
Well,
it was funny because we were actually in Joshua Tree. That was like several years ago, and a mutual friend had given him the CD, and we came back from Joshua Tree camping out there in the national park, and our phone answering machine was jammed with messages from friends and people that had heard us on the radio saying, oh my God, you guys are in KCRW. Yeah, so yeah. That was a very nice surprise coming back to that.
And the next time we met Nick, he said, you guys want a drink? And Tommy said, I'll have a White Russian. He said, why don't you come on my show?
That was it. At South by Southwest, yeah.
That's right.
He probably expected me to order a Bud Light, but I refused.
No. Chris and Thomas are my guests this morning. So was this between the EP and the full length that you have now that he started playing you? And
That's right.
Did that help?
It helped a whole lot. Yeah. We had suddenly like a whole audience that we wouldn't have had otherwise to be there for the record.
Well, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, good. Chris and Thomas, my guest, and we are inviting you to be their audience tonight at the Twisted Tea Bazaar on the Downtown Mall. Glad that they're here in studio with us this morning. Will you give us another song?
Sure.
Oh, of course we will.
And a morning
tune.
This
one's called Don't Hang Your Heart. Thank you.
WNRN. Chris and Thomas are my guests this morning. They're playing at the Tea Bazaar tonight on Downtown Mall in Charlottesville, and glad to have them here in the WNRN studios. So talk to me a little bit about your songwriting. And interestingly, this must be the week where people who met in art school come to the WNRN studio. I had Andy Freeman here with his friend Paul Carreri, and they met at RISD. And here you guys are meeting at an art school. So tell us a little bit about your songwriting process, you both. In terms of, like, when did you start writing songs when you met in art school, or was this something that happened later?
Well, I think we were always writing songs individually. I think that's we always loved doing that, playing around with little ideas and lyrics and things.
So, what did you study in art school? Did you study music?
We did actually study music there, and we ended up our final degree was in composition.
Okay.
That was the main thing in the end. We did some film composition as well. Yeah, that was definitely the main focus.
So were you already in England when you were there, Thomas, or did you come from Germany to England to go to the school?
I came from Germany to England, and that's actually an interesting story because Chris, a good friend of mine that kept running into Chris while Chris was traveling in Greece, and they exchanged phone numbers because Chris already was enrolled at this art school in Liverpool, and my friend wanted to tell me about it, so he gave me Chris's number when he came back from his travels and said you should call this guy. So I called Chris out of the blue in Memphis from Munich.
That's where I grew up. Yeah.
Said, hey man, I'm this dude. You don't know me, but I wanted to find out about the school that you've already enrolled in. We immediately bonded over the phone, and a year later I also went to the same school that he'd already had started at before,
and we were the guinea pigs. We were I was the first year at the school that opened up, and got to.
What's the name of the school?
LIPA, Liverpool Institute for the Performing Arts.
Okay.
Paul McCartney actually founded that school together with the guy that's running it now, Paul wanted the school to be in Liverpool because originally it was supposed to be in London, but Paul said, no way. If I'm supporting this, I want it to be in Liverpool. And I remember first thinking, I want to be in London. You know, London is the place to be. And then Liverpool ended up being such a charming place to be, and I'm really glad that it was there because it's such a cool town.
Yeah.
So when you guys are writing, you write together, you write separately, and then you fill each other's songs out, or you're separate it completely in your songwriting and bring them to each other? How does it work?
On this record, it was a 50-50 thing all the way. It was like a conversation every song, or a debate, depending on the song. But I would throw out a line, and Thomas would come back with another one, and then Thomas would throw out a line and come back with another one, lyrically speaking. And musically, it always come from just kind of fooling around and having just the riff and playing off one another.
Yeah, it's a great collaboration between us, and it really feels like, you know, the other one has just the right complementary thing that's missing for the other one's idea, and that's a really a wonderful thing. And I think we realized that in England already, because we had written a few instrumental pieces together where we really felt, wow, that really goes well together. The instruments really
lock in.
How about one more live one? Thank you so much. It's been great having you here, and I do see the good chemistry between you. So,
thank you very much. Thank you for having us. It's been nice.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's good to be here. Yeah. I've always wanted to come to the Smoky Mountains. No, sorry, the
Blue Ridge.
The Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah, Smoky ones are a little bit further south. You can go there too.
I meant the Smoky, the Blue Ridge Mountains. Sorry.
Yeah. This one's called Why, and it's not, we just kind of wrote it, so bear with us.
Black crows are calling and you're nowhere to be found. But sun will rise again, snow will be melting soon. Where are you? Where did you go? What did you see? Why did you start to love me? Where did you go? What did you see? Why did you stop to love me?
Chris and Thomas in the WNRN studios, and they're playing tonight at the T-Bazaar, and thanks to Thomas, I also know where else they're playing in the area. They'll be at Common Grounds in Richmond on Thursday, and then next week on the 6th of February in Appomattox, they'll be at Bain's Books and Coffee. And you can get more information at your MySpace page.
That's
that
right.
I've checked out. Very nice. And also more information about this new CD called Land of Sea. Well, Chris and Thomas, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy your day in Charlottesville.
Thanks so much.
And many happy returns.
Thanks a lot.